Just mention about moving.
Can we please stand up and make space for the people behind this?
Please stand up, everybody, and make the room for the people waiting over there. You are full of either. Try your best. It's rewarding. Thank you.
Inna alhamdulillah. نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن الحكيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا وقال تعالى لقد أرسلنا رسلنا لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him. We seek His forgiveness, guidance and His mercy. We seek refuge in Allah from our bad deeds, as we seek His refuge and protection from the bad insiders. Know then, one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, glory be to Him. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is His slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, O you who believe, be those who stand up for justice for Allah, as witnesses before Allah. Stand up for justice as witnesses for Allah. قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Whether it be against you, standing for justice, actually, the whole idea of Yawm al-Hisab, the day of accounting, is because we want justice on the day, isn't it, brothers and sisters? And we believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them, bil-haqq, in truth, in justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sends His messengers and message, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Indeed, we sent down our messengers with clear signs and clear guidance. وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. And we sent down with them the book, the scripture, the guidance, and the balance. Why? لِيَكُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. In order that human beings could stand firmly in their behavior, in their life, with one another, with justice. That's the purpose. Justice is the core and the very purpose and reason. It is with justice, out of justice, that we must believe in Allah. It is out of justice that we must be grateful to Allah. It is out of justice that we must live by justice in order to gain justice and His mercy and rahmah on Yawm al-Qiyamah and Yawm al-Hisab. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here takes us to a level of justice which Islam and submission to Allah, which should come from Muslims. They should be the forerunners of justice. Sadly, This justice, many people think it's to do with the courts where you stand up as a witness for justice only. This ayah is not talking about just the courts, it's talking about in your everyday life. If it be against you even, and that's not easy, is it? Yeah. If it be against you. And in this, this is common amongst us. We are prejudiced and biased. People don't want to look at themselves as to what role I've played in this situation. Isn't that right? And one of the big problems in if it be against yourself is nobody wants to take any part of the blame. All the blame in this situation that I'm facing is all on the other party. I am the victim. That does happen, but it's rarely the case, isn't it, brothers and sisters? Yeah, for us to recognize that I have a part in this. If it be against you means, yes, actually, I am wrong in this, dear brother and sister, or anyone else. I have done wrong. I accept that. It wasn't you. How often do people say that? I rarely hear it. Yeah. So look what Quran is teaching. If it be against you, stand for justice. Stand for justice. And part of standing for justice, and I'll come to some of the other pointers, is that standing for justice means to speak out where it is required for you to speak out and say the truth. Not to hide it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ آثِمٌ قَلْبُهُ. Whoever hides it, the witness, what they know, yeah, they do kitman, that's going to cause problem for somebody else because you're hiding what you know, isn't it? It's not just an innocent situation. Yeah. So whoever hides it, then they are indeed he or she is, their hearts are sinful. Because they think, I'm not doing anything, I'm just hiding it. So it's the hearts that's sinful. It's your intent that's sinful. And that's one side, hiding it. The other is actually bearing false witness. Lying. Lying about a situation and bearing false witness to the reality. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, في حديث الذي رواه البخاري ومسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا نبئكم بأكبر الكبائر قلنا بلى يا رسول الله. He said, shall I not inform you of the biggest of the big sins? The biggest of the major sins? They said, of course, O Messenger of Allah. Qal, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-ishraq billah, to do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to associate partners with Allah. Wa akukul walidain, and to be nasty and horrible with the parents. Opposite of birrul walidain is akukul walidain. Yeah. Is to be nasty and terrible with parents. وَكَانَ رَسُولُهِ مُتَّكِئًا فَجَلَسْ. When he said this, he was lying back. The Sahaba say, but then he sat up. فَجَلَسْ فَقَالْ أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورْ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورْ أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورْ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورْ أَلَا. And he carried on saying it. Yeah, we thought he wasn't going to stop. And is it not the biggest from the big sins after these is to make false statements and to bear false witness from the major sins. And he kept on repeating it, the Sahaba said. Yeah. So bearing false witness from the biggest of the major sins. Against you. Whether it be against you or against your parents. Oh, how difficult is that, brothers and sisters? And here, the Muslim Ummah is confused. Because on the other hand, we have وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Yeah? Your Lord has ordained that you worship no one but Him and you are good with your behavior with the parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So how do you now bear witness against the, if it's going to be against the parents, to be just? To be just. And especially when it comes to mothers. And normally we talk about birr al-walidain, and I'm going to give you the other side of the equation. It's still birr, but you have to be just, which takes priority over everything. So some people think, oh, the Prophet ﷺ said, Ummuk, 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 your mother, your mother, your mother. Yeah? The first misunderstanding is they think that the mother is three times more important than the father. This is a misunderstanding. This is a misunderstanding. Three times was to stress, especially because what was the question from the Sahabi? Yeah. Man ahakku bi husni sahabati. Who has the most right of the best and kindest and gentlest and goodest of my behavior, if you can say? Qala ummuk. He said, your mother. Because the tenderness and softness of her heart, be especially careful. Give her the best of your character. It doesn't mean to say be nasty with your father. It doesn't mean he has three times a less right. This is all misunderstanding. Repetition, Prophet ﷺ, three times doesn't have three times value here. It is takrar litawkeed. Repetition to stress, especially be careful with your mum. Yeah? Doesn't mean to say don't be careful with your dad and you can swear at him. No. But despite that, what's the Quran saying? Saying, even if it be against your parents, speak justice. No, mum, this is wrong what you are doing. No, mum, you did wrong here. I love you, but this is wrong. That's not against being kind to parents. That is actually being kind to parents. No, dad, this is wrong. This is wrong. And I have to say it. Yeah? And subhanAllah, to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when he mentioned in Surah Al-Luqman about being grateful to him and grateful to parents, what did he say after that? وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. And if they both, mother and father, strive to make you associate with me anything which you have no knowledge of, do not obey them. Many people think this is talking just about shirk. All right, they're telling me to worship an idol, so I say I'm not going to obey you. It's not. Here it means they say anything, they strive. Some parents say, well, you know, some mother or father say, you know, it's not so important, and they're not praying themselves. It's not so important to pray five times a day. God just wants you to be good. Yeah? فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Do not obey them. This is shirk. Or they say something, lie and injustice. فَلَا. That's shirk. Because if you give them that place of something which is against Islam, قَطْعِيًا, clearly, not through ijtihad, you give them place and give them the priority over Allah, then you have done the greatest of injustice. Allah becomes before mom and dad. He's the one who's telling you to be good with them. Yes? And in so, even if it be against your parents, in this regard, brothers and sisters, so mom and dad saying, oh, it's not necessary to fast really in the month of Ramadan. He just wants you to be good. Do not obey them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. However, give them the best of your company in dunya still. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Follow the way of the one who repents unto me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Allah is the source of everything. Then your return is to me, Allah saying. Not to your parents. They're going to come to me as well. And then, talking about if it be against your parents, the issue of where divorce happens, where there's separation, listening to one side against the other and not being just. You think, oh, it's my mum. And she's saying all kinds of falsities against the father and getting taken into it and taking an unjust stand against the father. Or the other way around. The father's doing all this wrong things, and you take an unjust stand against the mother. Here, it's not ummuk, 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 that she can tell three many times as lies and injustices against the father, and you accept it, then you go against it. No. Don't misunderstand things. Yeah. So if it be against your parent, here, be just. Be just. Check. Don't just accept anything. Yeah. So even if it be against your parents, or wal aqrabin, in yakun ghani, or whether it's your relatives, in yakun ghaniyan aw faqiran fallahu awla bihima. Whether it be a rich person or whether it be a poor person. Rich person, somebody think, oh, I'm not going to say anything against them because I might get some benefit. It's a rich person. He might get some money out of them. Yeah. Or it's a rich person. Yeah. It might make problems for me. Yeah. Maybe I'm employed by them, so I can't now speak, you know, the truth. I'll keep it. I'll suppress it. Or I'll even bear false witness because the rich person is going to offer me money. See what Allah's saying? No. Allah has more right over them. Yeah? Aw faqiran. Now, for the poor person, it's either, or miskeen, poor person, they're already suffering, and I'm going to speak the truth, and it's going to land them into bigger trouble. Allah's saying, I have more right over that human being. It's my creation than you. You be just. That's not in your control, whether it's going to happen or not going to happen. Yeah? Yeah? And the idea of this also is, yeah, as happens in our countries, the miskeen and the poor are the ones who get all the punishments, and the rich, they're having a great time. And they're the biggest criminals. Isn't that right, brothers and sisters? So in hadith, in Bukhari Muslim, famous hadith, a woman from the Quraysh from the high-class family, honorable in Medina, had stolen after the ayat of the punishment of what the stealing person is done to them, the had of cutting the hand. Her family were all worried, etc. Yeah, who's going to do some sort of safaris, you know, plead on behalf of her so she can be let off? Okay? And Prophet starts very angry. I haven't got time to go over the whole hadith. But at the end, when he addressed the people, the Prophet ﷺ said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, إِنَّمَا هَلَكَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. He said, the people who got destroyed before you was because of this. كَانُوا يُقِيمُونَ الْحَدْ عَلَى الضَّعِيفِ وَيَتْرُكُونَ الشَّرِيفِ. They used to apply the punishment to the weak person and the poor miskeen, as we do in our Muslim countries nowadays. And they used to leave the one honorable, you know, fat and rich, influential, they used to leave that person alone. Walladhi nafsi biyadi, by him in whose hand is my soul, the Prophet ﷺ said. Law kanat Fatimatu bintu Muhammad sariqat, laqata'tu yadaha. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the justice of Islam, brothers and sisters. Had Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, stolen, I would have cut her hand off. Wa qala ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bil qist. Wa la yajrimannakum shana'anu qawmin ala alla ta'dilu. اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Linking this ayah, which says similarly to the other one. In the other ayah, after saying about the rich and the poor, that Allah is more right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. Do not follow your desires and emotions, which will make you swerve from justice. Here, ta'dilu doesn't mean justice. It means you swerve away from justice. And ta'dilu. Wa in talu aw tu'ridu. And if you bend and twist the truth or refuse to give witness to the truth, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Then no, surely Allah is fully aware of all that you are doing. He's watching. You're not going to get away with it. Yeah? So, do not let your desires and emotions, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, do not let the hatred of a people or a person lead you or tempt you. لا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا, lead you into not being just. Yeah, what does that mean? That means from the other ayah, do not let your desires or emotions. That means, for example, yeah, you love somebody and you really like them. Yeah, so now you want to either not give a witness for justice or give false witness because you're biased. Don't let that swerve you from justice. Or you hate someone, the opposite end of the scale. Don't let now that make you make false witnesses against them. Well, I don't like them anyway, so come on. All right, then I'll be a witness. I'll say this about them. Or you have, yeah, no care about somebody. Neither hatred, neither love. And because you don't care about them, you think, oh, well, yeah, it's all right. I'll just... And that also applies, brothers and sisters, when somebody comes and asks you in regards to a person for marriage. And you think, well, he's my mate or she's my mate. I'm not going to say anything about what he's really like. Yeah? That's being unjust. You've put the people and given a completely wrong perception of the guy who's been considered for marriage because he's your mate or she's your mate. Look at the consequences of what that's going to lead to. So be just. Speak the truth. Yeah? That's all implied in this. Do not let your hatred of a people make you swerve away from justice. And that's hatred because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we're like. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Be just, that is nearest to being mindful. Being aware. Beware. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Be mindful of Allah. Beware of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. So Allah is all aware of what you are doing. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الإخوة. While talking of justice, it's an individual level, and I especially wanted to bring it down to our ground level, because it's not high away up there. It's applying to you and me every day, brothers and sisters, in our marriages, with our children, between brothers and sisters, between family, between the neighbor, at school, yeah, in our marriages especially, and especially when divorce takes place, yeah. The hatred and what we see happening. I ask the solicitors what's going on in the Muslim community. The lies that are being brought to court from either side just to achieve a purpose. Astaghfirullah. We have no fear of Allah. The gloves come off. Anything goes. Yeah. Because I hate the ex-wife or the ex-husband. Yeah. This is great injustice. Where's God consciousness and being mindful of Allah gone? About talking about justice, of course, we see the greatest injustice taking place, not around us here, but in Palestine, right in front of our eyes. Of the clear, an injustice that all human beings, any human being, whether Christian, Jew, atheist, Muslim, of any walk of life, with any ounce of morality in their heart, can see that this is tyranny. Racism, apartheid state of Israel carrying out genocide and ethnic cleansing. Yeah. There's no two ways of looking at it. There's only one way. And the one who can't see it like that, they really need to check their heart and morality if there's anything left on that barometer. Isn't that right, brothers and sisters? People say, oh, yes, of course, there's injustices taking place in many parts of the world, meted out to Muslim and non-Muslim. And we stand against those for all human beings, brothers and sisters. But people say, what about Myanmar? What about Sudan? What's going on? At least the difference there is the Western powers have said a little bit about condemning it. Yeah? They are not providing billions and billions of pounds worth of support and weaponry to carry on blowing children, men, women to bits. In their thousands, and we don't know how many thousands are under the rubble, do we? Because who's going to dig it up? Yeah, that's the blatant difference that's going on here. while we make dua and try and support the other places and don't forget them just because they're not in the media. But this blatant justice, injustice that's going on, needs to be reacted where we've got ability. So justice requires, and Prophet ﷺ said in hadith in Muslim, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiru biyadi, fa'in lam yastati' fabilisani, fa'in lam yastati' fabiqalbi, wa dhalika adhaful iman." Whoever sees munkar, that's an injustice going on, then let him or her, they should change it with their hand. If they are unable to do so, then with their tongue. If they are unable to do so, then with their heart. And that is the weakest of faith. Weakest of faith, many people misunderstood this. Some excited young people especially misunderstood this and thought, oh, I've only got weak faith because I'm only feeling it in the heart. Yeah, I need to have stronger faith, so I need to go and take it matters into my own hands. That's not the meaning. As Imam Nawawi says, the meaning here is that the least you can do is feel, if you have no ability to do anything else because of your situation, the least you can do is feel negativity towards the injustice in your heart. Because if you're not doing that, there's nothing much left after that. That's the warning, which is clarified in another hadith in Sahih Muslim, in which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about people coming in the future who يقولون بما لا يفعلون ويفعلون بما لا يؤمرون. They will say things, yeah, and not do as they say, like hypocrisy of character. And they will do not the what they've been ordered by Allah and His Messenger to do. Yeah. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِيَدِي فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِلِسَانِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِقَلْبِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَلَيْسَ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ حَبَّةُ خَرْدَلٍ. Whoever strives, and of course now people are going to say, oh, he's using jihad. They have a problem with the word intifada, which just means uprising. You can have that anywhere in the world, from Muslim or non-Muslim. What they want to make it sound uglier than it actually is. But even that's not a Quranic term or Islamic term. Jihad is a Quranic term. We will never deter and leave it to one side because we're scared of using the word. No, we will not. We recite it in the Quran, brothers and sisters, and we will carry on because we know the meaning. Allah chose it for us. Whoever strives and struggles against such people with their hands, meaning when they have to link it with the other hadith, they have ability, then that person's a believer. Whoever speaks against them or writes against them, bilisan, that is a believer. Whoever is against them in their heart because they have no other ability, because of the oppression, then that person's a believer. After that, meaning if you don't even feel that in the heart, walaysa wara, after that, there is not even a mustard seed degree of iman left in the heart. That's the meaning. And talking about standing against that kind of injustice, I have to laud and applaud and say I'm amazed by the students in America, in UK, and other places in the West at their campuses, and the professors and the teachers. They are a great, great example, yeah, of bravery, of courage and justice. People from all backgrounds. And I am especially, have to say, our young brothers and sisters and older ones as well who are Jewish of faith. Despite the fear of being called traitors and they being called anti-Semitic. Can you believe it? You know, we have a situation, yeah, as Muslims, if a Muslim state is doing that kind of tyranny, would we speak out? We already do. Why is it there's only one country when you speak about its tyranny, yeah, and its apartheid and its racism and ethnic cleansing, it becomes anti-Semitic? This is a game. Don't be fooled by it. Yeah, this is not an attack on Judaism because Zionism is not Judaism. Israel is not following Judaism. It is a racist state, an apartheid state. So I especially applaud those who are at the forefront, from the students and teachers and others in campuses and camps who have lost their places in the university, who have been arrested, who have been molested by the police. Yeah, they are brave. They are the brave people. They're standing for justice. Some of our brothers and sisters, Muslims around the country and Islamic society have asked, can we stand with them? Because amongst them are those, of course, they're non-Muslim majority of the other ones. And I still laud them and praise them. Because amongst them, there are those who are Jews, Christians, atheists, homosexuals, etc., etc. Can we still stand with them? Subhanallah. Because they do all sorts of other things as well. And my answer is, yes, you must and you should stand with them. This is not that they are standing as homosexual rights or lesbian rights. That's not what the banner they're standing under. They're standing on under a banner which is the most serious thing that's happening. Limb and heads are being blown up of children, women, etc. Look what's happening in the hospital, etc. So you must stand together and support. Yeah? Doesn't mean we do everything in that gathering that they do. We have our way, they have our way. And they are very, you discuss with them when it comes to inappropriate music, inappropriate drinking of khamar or taking drugs. We don't take part of it. Doesn't mean to say we swallow everything lock, stock and barrel because I'm in the crowd. Now I can just behave like, or, no, we can. You can separate, differ on that. Don't forget your salah. Just because you can't there, they're not going to pray. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to finish with, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Cooperate, all of you together. Here, mufassirun differ, but the best is actually cooperate human beings, all of you. Yeah? To all that which is good, which is justice, and taqwa, being mindful. And don't cooperate in sin and transgression and tyranny. Yeah? So that's what this is about. Cooperating for that which is just and good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us guided aright. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through that, you know, is da'wah. It's a great opportunity when mixing with those people to show the justice of Islam, the character of Islam, what we're really about. Yeah? If we're scared, Islam isn't about living in a little cocoon on an island, yeah, like a puritanical, we are sinless, nice, pure people, we don't interact or mix with others. This is not Islam. People come to Islam when we interact and open our arms and share our values and our beliefs and our morals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, guide us, keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu.